Highbridge Audio presents Lion Boy, The Truth by Zizou Corder, read for you by Simon Jones.
Chapter 1. In a cool, high room in a hot, hot country, a sleeping boy wriggled and twitched his nose. Charlie Ashanti, lion rescuer, shipwreck survivor, circus veteran, son of asthma cure inventing scientists and cat speaker, had been asleep for 3 days, out of sheer relief. He had, in recent months, been chased across Europe, delivered 6 escaped circus lions back to their African home, rescued a cloned prehistoric creature, assisted in a revolution, been shipwrecked, punched his enemy, and watched him run away, and finally found the kidnapped parents for whom he had been desperately searching. In other words, he was a very happy boy, just beginning to stir and stretch in his bed after a most well-deserved and refreshing rest. And as he stretched, he realized that his feet were far nearer the end of the bed. They used to sort of float about halfway down and not touch the end unless he wriggled down that far on purpose. He'd grown. He was delighted. "Mum," he called, "I can reach the end of my bed." Charlie and his parents had reunited after all their adventures at a particularly beautiful hotel called Riad El Amira in the town of Essaouira, on the Barbary coast of Morocco. It was now about 6 in the morning, and Charlie had been woken by a light finger of low, early sunshine on his face. "Mum!" he called again. From the other bed came the unmistakable, snuffly sound of a mother who is fast asleep and not prepared to wake up for any lesser reason than the house being on fire, in which case she'll see what she can do.